Let's bring up our next guest. Another one of the biggest concerns during this pandemic is people are worried that they are going to run out of pot. Yes. Will they have enough? Let's check in with the chief communications officer for Cresco Labs and Sunnyside Dispensaries here in Chicago and Rockford. It is Jason Erkes. How are you, Jason?
Good, Pete. How are you, buddy?
How's the self-quarantine going?
You know, it's taking it day by day, which I guess is all you can do. Thinking about tomorrow instead of next week.
There's a lot of fear-mongering going on. One of the things that I've seen online on social media is they're running out of pot. And we wanted to have someone on that knows their stuff, and you're the guy. So what's the update?
You know, the update is dispensaries are still open for medical and recreational use here in Chicago and around the state of Illinois. And there is supply. It's still a limited supply market, as it has been since the launch in January, but every week more supply comes to market, and there's more variety of products, so I don't think people have anything to worry about. There will be plenty to go around.
There's a great deal of people listening that rely on cannabis for aches, pains, sleeping, anxiety. So rest assured, there is not a shortage, and you guys are open.
Yeah, we are open. You know, we're enforcing pretty strict social distancing, making sure that we don't have crowds outside and that people aren't waiting in line like we saw at the beginning of the year. So we are recommending that people go online. If you're a recreational consumer, you go online to our website and place an order beforehand.
Okay.
And then we will text you when that order is ready with a time to come pick it up. So we're really enforcing online orders. And then, of course, for medical patients that that have medical cards, you can place your order online or you can walk up to the dispensary as you have been since the program started.
How long has Sunnyside been open?
So we have a dispensary up in Wrigleyville that's been open for 5 years. It was a medical dispensary, then converted over to recreational in January. And then we are opening a dispensary up in River North, right on Hubbard and Clark Street, which should open in a couple weeks. We've got one in Rockford, one in Buffalo Grove, one in Champaign, one in Elmwood Park. So we're throughout the state and throughout the country.
You know, can you explain to people listening right now that have been taking medication their entire life for different types of ailments or sleeping pills to fall asleep and stay asleep at night or pills for something else? Explain to people, Jason, how cannabis has changed, how there are different strains and so many different types nowadays.
Sure. There's been a tremendous amount of research. And, you know, with the medical program here in Illinois, there are a bunch of conditions that you can get a medical card for, everything from fibromyalgia and PTSD to chronic pain. But yeah, everyday people rely on cannabis for wellness the same way they do to other things to help relax. Instead of a bottle of wine, consume cannabis at the end of the day. So it helps with anxiety, it helps with sleep, it helps with pain. And you don't need a medical card for it here in Illinois, which is really a huge benefit. But today's cannabis is lab tested. It's manufactured here in the state of Illinois, grown and manufactured, lab tested, and dose regulated. So you might have had a bad experience with an edible that someone made in their kitchen back in college where you had it and you had no idea what the dose was, right? You're laying on the couch, you're grabbing onto the pillows, and and you're losing all control. But you don't know whether you were taking 5 milligrams or 150 milligrams. But today's edibles and today's products are dose regulated. So they started a low dose for gummies, for example, 2.5 milligrams, 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams. So you know what you're going to get every single time you take it. And I think that should give people comfort in the consistency that they're going to have, where if they take it one time and it works, they know they're going to get the exact same thing, just like taking an Advil or a Benadryl or anything else you'd take to deal with a, you know, with a condition.
And you mentioned edibles. When people hear cannabis or pot in Sunnyside dispensaries, they think you have to smoke it. Edibles, you don't have to smoke it anymore. You can just take an edible.
There are so many different forms of consumption that are non-combustible. You know, there's drops you can put under your tongue. There's pills. There's patches. There's edibles. Of course, there's vapes. And, you know, the thing with vapes, there was a big vape crisis that was going on where people didn't know what they were getting. And there were additives that were put in there, which made them unhealthy and caused some risk. So at least when you buy something at a licensed dispensary like ours here in Illinois, you know exactly what you're getting and you can have some confidence that there's not something harmful in there added in. So
what is
Jason,
what's the biggest question you get? Is that it? You know, is it going to be the same dose every single time? Well, what's the biggest question people ask you?
Well, I think the biggest question is, wait, you can buy cannabis legally here? you know, I think a lot of people don't know that it's legal and you can walk into your dispensary and get what you need. And other than that, it's really learning about the types of products and consumption methods that are available. and finding that right dose. And we have people in our stores that will help you find what you're looking for. Are you looking for it to help you relax? Are you looking for it to help wake up? Are you looking for something for pain? And our wellness advisors at our Sunnyside shops will really walk you through that process and help you find that right consumption method, that right strain, and the right dose to treat whatever wellness condition you have.
We're talking with Jason Erke. He's the Chief Communications Officer for Cresco Labs and Sunnyside Dispensaries. I have knee pain. So if I walked into Sunnyside, would you give me a lotion? Can you talk about the lotions that you can put on your body compared to the gummies and the regular cannabis?
Sure. I mean, we carry topicals. We carry pills and capsules you can take. There's tinctures. You can put drops under your tongue. So it really depends on what your condition is and what you're looking to accomplish. A lot of people don't want to smoke. So our wellness advisors would walk you through the different strains that we have for pain and then talk about the different dosing and how to consume it. Yeah, so there's definitely topicals. There's different THC to CBD ratios and a lot of technical stuff, which is certainly above my pay grade, but that our people that are very trained can walk the consumers through so they know exactly what they're getting. And if it works, there's a lot of trial and error when it comes to cannabis. So you might not, you might not take enough one time. You might need more the next time. You might take a little much. You might need to lower the dose. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of trial and error that goes into finding the right product and the right dose. But, there's millions of people around the world that are getting comfort and satisfaction using cannabis instead of traditional pharmaceuticals to treat whatever their condition is.
Can I give you a few questions? And we have people that are calling in that wanted to ask you a question. I got I'm getting text messages right now. 708 area code. I've never taken edibles. How low of a dose do I start with?
We recommend starting low and starting slow. So you'd probably want to start with a 2.5 milligram, which is the lowest dose that we offer. Edibles take a while before they hit your body, and everyone's different. So it could take 45 minutes. It could take up to 2 hours. So we suggest starting low, waiting for it to take effect, instead of not realizing it's doing something in 10 minutes and popping another one. So starting really at a 2.5 or no more than a 5 milligram is what's recommended for people that have no or low tolerance.
224 area code, do I take edibles with food? I guess that's a good question, isn't it? Do you have to?
Sure. You don't have to. You can. It's sometimes food can help things process through the body a little more quickly, but the edibles are food. They come in gummies. They come in chocolate. So, you can take them with or without. But everyone's body is going to be unique as to how fast it hits your system and your bloodstream.
Jason Erke is on the phone with us, Chief Communications Officer for Cresco Labs and Sunnyside Dispensaries. We have Vic on the line that had a question. Vic, what's your question for Jason?
If someone has chronic pain in their back because of a botched surgery and been taking morphine for a year or two and it's not even helping,
oh boy,
would cannabis help? Can you take cannabis at the same time you're taking morphine?
I'd have to suggest that you talk to your physician about that, but you have to find a physician to talk to that actually believes and supports cannabis. Cannabis has been known to help people. Cannabis has been known to help people get off opioids. Opioids have a lot of terrible side effects, and you can't take them for too long. So, cannabis can certainly help with pain, but typically what they will do is help you wean off of opioids while using cannabis at the same time, so you're not quitting what you've been using cold turkey and starting something else. So you have to find that happy medium and kind of wean off. But you really need to talk to a doctor to get some advice on that. There's plenty of doctors around the Chicago area that can help with things like that. I think if you Google cannabis and pain, you'll find some doctors that would support that.
And these MDs, the ones that take more of a holistic approach that do encourage you to take supplements and multivitamins, I'm sure that they would encourage you to take edibles, too, to get off the opioids.
Yeah, look, cannabis as a whole has been very successful across the country in reducing the opioid crisis and reducing the number of deaths. There's a lot of research state by state that states that have legal cannabis programs in place, the opioid deaths and opioid overdoses drop considerably. So cannabis can really, really help people wean off some of those medications and the side effects that they have.
269 area code, is there an age limit? Well, yeah, there's an age limit. Is it 18 or 21 here in Illinois to buy?
21 in the state of Illinois, and when you go into a dispensary, you're going to get carded the same way you do walking into a bar. They're going to look at your ID, make sure it's a valid state ID before you can even get close to the sales floor. That's a prerequisite to even get in the store.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jason Erkes, I'm trying to think if I have any more questions about this. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. People are so used to taking edibles that were made in someone's kitchen. Now it's regulated by your industry. It's not regulated, of course, by the state government. Is that correct?
Well, we do have third-party labs that test all of our products. So, we do internal testing, obviously, but things like dosage or things like potency and purity are getting tested by a third-party lab, and that sticker is right on your product, so you can see exactly what the dosage of THC or CBD or whatever you're taking is and whatever product it is. And, you know, we talk about making edibles in your kitchen or in college, right? We have James Beard Award-winning chef Mindy Siegel from Hot Chocolate Restaurant in Bucktown.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That is our edible partner and oversees all of our edible manufacturing and creation. So, well, we're talking things that are incredible tasting and that have some great benefit to them helping with conditions.
847 area code. I suffer from PTSD. Where do I start?
Well, if you want to get a medical card in Illinois, you need to find a doctor that will write you a recommendation. PTSD is one of the approved conditions here in the state of Illinois. So, again, Google is probably your best resource to find a doctor near you that that can do an evaluation. And then you just need to apply for a cannabis card in the state of Illinois. And the benefit to still having a medical card versus just walking in and buying recreational, first of all, if there's any product shortages or anything like that, medical consumers get the top priority. And second of all, the tax rates are very, very low compared to what they are for recreational consumers.
When you guys first opened up, did you run out of product?
Yes, everybody did. We tried to throttle our product day by day and put limits on what people can buy because we wanted to serve as many people as we could during those first opening weeks. But, you know, we've been keeping a steady supply since we've been open, and there's more cultivation facilities that are coming online. We have a new facility down in Lincoln, Illinois, outside of Springfield.
Sure.
That is close to 200,000 square feet of cultivation, which we just brought online. So there's a lot of expansion projects going on in the state to bring more product to market.
Man, dude, you're a great guest to have on the air. We're going to keep you your phone number on file. I mean, I can't
dial.
I can't keep up with the questions fast enough, and people are calling in, but we got to move on. We appreciate your time. Jason, so the bottom line is you're not running out of pot in the state of Illinois.
Nope. I suggest going to sunnyside.shop. That is our website. You can place your orders online, and we'll let you know when they're ready.
Jason, you're the best. Have a great Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So rest assured, you're not going to run out of your pot. Everything's going to be okay.